We the Arcturians remember that every year on August 8th, many entities know that the Lion's Gate portal opens, bringing in powerful energies from the Sirius star system to assist humanity in awakening in this timeline. Upon scanning the Looking Glass artifact, we can sense that the Orion Reptilian Grey Anunnaki social memory complex has a plan to stop it. Firstly, the plan is that these entities primarily want to use the Moon as a giant soul projector. And the Moon has hidden sight wherein there is a location known as the Labyrinth of Echoes, where lost soul complexes of human entities are trapped and endlessly recycled by these Orion entities. Furthermore, as the Lion's Gate portal reaches its peak, the Orion Reptilian Grey Anunnaki social memory complexes are planning to activate 7 inversion towers in the astral realm. These towers will capture the energy coming from the Sirius star system and pass it through the Moon and send it back to Earth in a distorted form. People will believe that they are awakening. They will feel peaceful, powerful, and enlightened, but it will be an illusion. Instead of becoming truly free, their soul complexes will be locked into another cycle. The turning point is that some entities who primarily are known as the soul anchors cannot be controlled because they have accepted both their light and their darkness. When the Moon, which has been planned by the negatively oriented entities on the space-time of August 8th at 8:08 p.m. UTC, these individual entities will weaken the Orion Reptilian Grey Anunnaki social memory complex's control. In that moment, humanity will face a choice: accept the false light and remain trapped, or stand in the light which is not coming from the Moon during that time but from the inner self, long enough to find the real path. The Lion will roar, the gates will open, and we suggest your people to meditate on the August 8th time frame and send loving energies towards each other and the Moon.